1. Economic activity. Everybody has got needs to satisfy. Some of them are primary in that they are tied to survival. Others are secondary since they arise after primary needs are satisfied and come from the social context that people live in. Satisfying those needs requires economic activity. 2. The company. The instrument used to carry out the economic activity is the company, a long-lasting organization of goods and people whose aim is to satisfy needs. A company is a system that comprises goods, both durable and short-term, people with different duties, skills and responsibilities, organization, which establishes the timing, the methods to carry out the activity and relationships between the people called on to do it. Goals, i.e. profit. 3. Production. A company can carry out a direct economic activity, physically transforming raw materials or assembling components to create products, a direct economic activity supplying services, an indirect economic activity of distribution, transferring goods from the production to consumption point, and of conservation, storing goods that will be placed on the market according to the demand. 4. Company goals. Considering their goals, companies can be profit-oriented when their goal is to generate profit. These companies are also called enterprises, businesses, firms. Non-profit organizations when their goal is not to generate profit. These are companies belonging to public administration or to the third sector. 5. Industry. Profit-oriented companies, on the basis of the industry they belong to, can be agricultural, if they work the soil, farm animals, handle and sell the goods cultivated. Industrial, if they transform raw materials or assemble components. Commercial, if they purchase and sell goods. Commercial retail companies sell goods to final consumers, while wholesale involves selling goods to other companies. Service, if they supply intangible services, banks, insurance providers, telephone operators, transport services, tourist agencies, etc.